Talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, "Thanks, God. We'll take it from here."
They were rugged fellas.
They were men.
Hi, welcome. Kate Daly Show. Oh, boy. Lots to talk about today. Hi, Susan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
You know, I have to correct myself. And thank you, listener, that caught that. I was saying 26 million of us died from the flu so far this season. It's 26,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe I said million. Oh, it's been a long week already.
Lots of numbers.
What can I say? So thank you, hat tip listener. I really appreciate you correcting me on that. I'm like, I didn't even know I said million, you know?
Right.
I mean, I toss so many numbers that I didn't, yeah. So I'm always, you know, I'm going to be quick to correct, but I'll actually have to go back in and correct that on the podcast because I said that live on the air in the last hour. Oh boy, Kate.
Well, it shows people are listening and on their toes.
Yes, and I would slap myself if it would help. So I welcome you to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature and make sure that you are taking that supplement. It's really great. And it is. It's fantastic. It's 31 fruits and vegetables. You can't go wrong. Get it for food storage. Get it for all your needs because take it too because there's a lot of people right now that are finally figuring out, hey, if I take this supplement, I can actually get a little healthier right now. And everybody's freaking out about health right now. So this would be an opportune time to make sure that your health's okay. Go to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off. And you can also get 35% off and free shipping, which is pretty awesome. Just put in the code KATE. Remember to do that so you can get that savings. Joel Skousen joins me on Friday, by the way. And I might do a little bit on China. I'm not going to do anything on, I'm not in one of the hours going to do anything on COVID. I'm so tired of it. I can't even tell you. But I just need to tell you real quick what I found. I'm going to regurgitate this real quick, Susan, before we get into our
stuff.
Please
do.
So I was doing research, and you know I love research. Well, I was actually, the question that kept bugging me was, you know, how come we're not seeing any flu stats for Italy? Not one case of flu. It was just odd to me. And I thought, I know that they have a significant problem. In fact, in Europe, the European countries around them, like the UK, they get about 8,000 deaths a year from it. And in this case, they usually, well, four flu seasons from 2013 to 2017, because, you know, you break up the year. 13 and 14, 14 and 15, 15 and 16, and
right,
16 and 17.
Because it's seasonal.
Seasonal. They had 68,000 deaths. 68,000 deaths. That's like, you know, geez. 17,000 a year. So that's a pretty big number, okay? Especially around and looking at the other nations. We have between 30,000 and 60,000 a year, depending on which agency. So I started looking into this, and boy, did it end up being ours, because I want to check and fact check and fact check and fact check. And I want to check every agency that would report anything from Italy. And I went into the Italy news and the Italy health sites. I translated documents because, you know, everything's in Italian. I don't speak Italian. And so looking, and I found a bunch of graphs, and the graph said that basically so there was an article I put out January. It was a January 23rd article from Italy News, and it said that 3 million had already gotten the flu that season, and another 500,000 almost had gotten the flu. And so they were expecting the numbers to go up a little bit, and this is the heart of their flu season, okay? And then after February 9th, their graph peaks at the height of the graph. It almost reaches like the high red part, right? And it stops. And since February 9th, when COVID came in, so this was a few weeks after that article came out, so February 3rd through February 9th, is that sixth week of February. Well, in that sixth week of February, They actually reported that they were yellow, the color yellow. So there was a graph that spelled out colors of where they were on the flu chart, an influenza Europe flu chart, and they were yellow. They had been yellow the whole time. And then all of a sudden, February 3rd to February 9th, at February 9th, going into the next week, it's gray. Well, gray means they're not doing any reporting. And I thought that was really odd. Because I was looking at the overall stats for Europe, and other people were going with their numbers for flu. And I think there's like 45,000 cases of flu. And but Italy, it's all COVID-19. There's no flu. That can't be, you guys.
No,
that just can't be. And I think this is really, really important because we need to. If we're asking the right questions, maybe we can really start to see this for what it is. In fact, I found one document on the ISS, the Health Institute, and they were actually putting this out, and it was about the February 9th. It was February 9th-ish, okay? They were putting the stat out, and they said that it would look like a regular flu season for Italy at that point, and that they had 763,000 people with flu at that point. And then all of a sudden, the next day, they didn't. 763,000. And caller, I mean, listener, I got my numbers right this time.
Yeah.
26 million people with flu in the United States. Anyway, woo. So where did all the cases go? They're all being reclassified as COVID. Now, here's the deal. There's a word that the medical institution uses, and it's comorbidity. Mm-hmm. Comorbidity, right?
Things that are happening together.
Together, right? And what did Trump say in his press conference? He said that you can get three illnesses, right? Basically, I'm sorry, not get. You have about three illnesses. If you're going to die from this, you already have three other things going on.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to say that right. So three other things going on. And what's fascinating about that is that they don't use that word ever. Why aren't they? Because that's where all the deaths are happening.
Yes.
How can they be sure it's COVID? They can't be sure. That's the whole point. They don't know. So why are the people in the medical profession going on TV and announcing they have COVID deaths? Because you pretty much have to wait for an autopsy to classify that as a certain kind of death, unless you're just trying to amp things up and make it look like you've got this other big problem
crisis
going on, right?
Yeah. A bigger crisis.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So I think they do that with the vague symptoms and being able to say it's one thing or another so that they can make something out of nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I do too. Thank you for that. I do too. And I think thanks, caller. We really need to look at this. And maybe this can wake some people up because that's the boogeyman right now. Italy's the boogeyman, and everyone's like, we're going to be Italy. Italy's dying. No, they're not. I don't think they are. I think it's the flu. They're dying. Sorry, they're dying. Yes, we have people dying all over the world of flu.
That's right.
All the time. You know, aren't the numbers around 300,000 to 600,000 deaths around the globe?
I read, flu? Yeah, I read like 560,000.
Yeah, on
like
average.
Like half a million people.
Yeah.
Out of 7 billion.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That, and
77 billion. Yeah. 77 billion is what our population's up to now.
7.7. Not 77.
I'm having a number crisis today. It's so, too many numbers, you guys.
It's a lot of decimal points.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of zeros.
I just meant 7.7. Yes, thank you.
Yes. I'm
just going to shut up today. But anyway, I know my numbers were right on what I just told you. I was just looking at my notes, too. And let me tell you, we need to look at this. We need to ask more questions like this. I think we just have such a gullible populace. We're all gullible. We've all been... Can I say corona? Because it's a real thing. COVID-19 is a real thing. And I'm not saying it's not at all. That is not what I'm saying. It is a real thing. All of them are. H1N1, they're all real things. But it isn't what it's being used to be. We're using it in this country right now. And it's being used around the world. And we're creating a lot of different things in this country because of it. And that's the real story. So we got to get beyond the corona. And the only reason I bring up this on the show is because it's the big wall you have to jump through in order to see.
You have to see through. To see through. I really like what Scott Adams said. He is a trained hypnotist, author of Dilbert, but he has a great insight into how people's minds work. Mm-hmm. And he said people are watching two different movies on the same screen.
Yep.
And so when you see people hysterical, they are literally watching a different movie than you are watching.
And you have to kind of, it's hard for me to fathom that because I can't believe they can't see.
Yeah, they can't. And the breakthrough information is either discarded.
Right.
And so it's really refreshing when you do read other experts, most of them coming from Europe. And so I read this, these 12 experts, it's on off-guardian.org, and it gives you a little bounce in terms of a security thing. It says it's forwarding when you go to that .org, off-guardian. But listen to what this doctor says. Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg is a German physician specializing in pulmonology, that's the lungs, and he's a former chairman of a parliamentary assembly of the Council of Europe. And in 2009, he called for an inquiry into alleged conflicts of interest surrounding the EU response to the swine flu pandemic. So what do you mean a conflict of interest?
Yeah.
It means somebody's making money off the pandemic.
Sure.
So this is what he said, quote, politicians are being courted by scientists. I'll repeat that. Politicians are being courted by scientists. Scientists who want to be important to get money for their institutions. Scientists who just swim along in the mainstream and want their part of it. And what's missing right now is a rational way of looking at things. We should be asking questions like, how do you find out that this virus was dangerous?
Yeah.
How was it before?
Right,
we had
right.
coronaviruses before. Right. It says, did we have a similar thing last year? Is this even something new?
And so it's, nobody's asking anything. No. All of a sudden, the it just keeps piling up and everybody's freaked out and scared and thinking it's coming to get them. And there's only 1,163, I'm sure of this number, 1,163 cases as of yesterday that are serious or critical in the United States.
And all COVID.
The entire country. Our entire country, 1,163 serious cases. The other 54,000 as of yesterday, because I did not look at the numbers this morning, they're fine. Mild, no symptoms, should have been taken off the list. I mean, nothing. Nothing's going on with those. No treatment. You just drink Gatorade for a couple of days like anything else. 1,163. So why are we seeing all the articles about rationing ventilators and no hospital beds? It's absolutely asinine because out of the 1,163, how many of those are actually going to be on a respirator or ventilator? Come on. Oh, we just don't know how to look at numbers anymore. And people just are insane. They're insane. So
we're going to come right back
and talk about this. Yes. Yeah, we have so much to talk about what those doctors said and then also what Hawaii is doing, L.A., and, well, we have a lot of stuff today. It's going to be great. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. And by the way, thanks again, listener, for making sure that I was aware of that. I didn't realize I had said million. 26 million people died of the flu in the United States. No, I mean, this year, that's an awful lot of people. I love it. So anytime I ever do that, let me know. Kate@katedalyradio.com. Be right back.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The radio sings a forgotten song. Brandy is coming on strong. The road has got me hypnotized. And I'm spinning into a new sunrise.
Just kind of like doing the white man overbite studio right now. Oh my gosh, I love music.
No,
I love music.
It just
I really,
really
do.
Really moves you, doesn't it?
Yes. Let's say we'll take a caller and want to launch into your stuff. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm so glad that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have gotten in on this coronavirus bill because now we're all going to be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh, it just makes me ill.
Bubble up statement rather than trickle down just had that just locked into my brain.
Oh my gosh. It's like bubbles in a cauldron.
I should have played that today.
Put that song in the bumper rotation.
All right. I should have played
hilarious.
That. Dang it. Okay, I will. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're right.
Welcome,
you're right.
Heart.
Oh. Oh man.
There's so many strange things coming out of this.
I know.
And one of the strangest, you know, the doctor who always appears with Trump, but hasn't actually the last few times, Dr. Mm-hmm. Fauci.
Who thinks he's president of the United States.
Well, something's going on there. So Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse that I highly recommend looked into his background. And he had a completely different take on H1N1 in 2009 under Obama. Mm-hmm. And 60 million people got that. And it was laid back response. You know, right. If you're not feeling good, just don't go to work. And there were almost 300,000 hospitalizations and over 12,000 deaths.
Jeez.
But there was no quarantine. There was no shutdown. But I just wanted to read this letter that they dug up. He wrote to Hillary Clinton's secretary, Cheryl Mills, about a speech he heard the secretary Clinton give. And he said, part of it, please tell the secretary that I love her more than ever. You guys too, of course. A few months later, he wrote another love letter. Please tell her that we all love her and are very proud to know her. So here he has this very emotional connection to Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine that he mm-hmm. doesn't feel fond of President Trump? Would he do anything to undermine him mm-hmm. and jump on the bandwagon?
Right.
Even when there's a cure, he was saying, oh, well, we've got to wait, the FDA. Mm-hmm. So I found out that this chloroquine that they're recommending, anti-malarial mm-hmm. malarial drug,
right.
I have a relative who takes it for arthritis and has been taking it for years, day after day.
So you know it's good.
With no side effects.
Hmm.
And yet what did he say in front of Trump? Oh, no, we've got to
wait.
Yeah,
he shut it down.
Yes, shut it down.
Oops, sorry.
So could there be a political motive? Mm-hmm. I highly suspect there is.
Ah, probably.
So, and then the other thing, back to those German doctors, European doctors, there is one, Dr. Suchagrit Bhakti is a specialist in microbiology. He was a professor at the mm-hmm. Johannes Gutenberg University, head of the Institute for Medical Microbiology and Hygiene. Okay, so this guy is going to know his microbes. What he said is, we are afraid that 1 million infections will lead to 30 deaths, but we do not realize that 20, 30, 40, or 100 patients positive for normal coronaviruses are already dying every day.
Yep.
He said under normal circumstances, they have 2,200 people die a day in Italy.
Wow.
And so what is it about Italy that is so similar to China? Northern Italy is like China, he said, that pollution is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But these coronaviruses, he said, for this COVID-19, 99.5% have no symptoms.
Say that again. In fact, 97 most of the time.
99%. And so he was just saying that it's just, he says, we're afraid mm-hmm. that a million infections with the virus will lead to 30 deaths a day over the next 100 days. But he said that is completely within a normal range of what people would test for coronavirus. And here is his wording. And I think this wording is so important. He says, he was asked, what do you think about all these measures we're taking? He said, they are grotesque, absurd, and very dangerous. Our elderly citizens have every right to make efforts not to belong to the 2,200 that disembark or die every day, like how he says disembark. But he said, you know, surgeries are being canceled, regular medical care is being pushed aside,
mm-hmm.
and people are getting sick from that. There's, you know, issues around that. So he said it is grotesque how we're handling this.
I don't even know anyone that doesn't think so. That's why I do, because I've been yelled at by a few. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hey.
Hi.
One other level you could add to the subject that you're talking to.
Okay.
Look at 5G.
Oh,
5G.
I did.
Is in full force in mm-hmm. Italy, in full force in China, full force on your cruise ships.
Yep. Just Princess.
Just one more level to think about.
Oh, I did. We did a show on it. In fact, Princess is the only cruise line out there that actually took $450 million and implemented that 5G. And so it was kind of interesting that the only cruise line hit was Princess. I mean, honestly, they just started rolling it out in January. And what were they going to do, 11 ships over the course of this year? And so it's kind of interesting that might have had something. You never know.
You
never know. Thank you, caller. Really appreciate it.
Well, I noticed that there was an article, Switzerland rolling back its 5G rollout. That there was enough protests that they rolled it back. Ooh. So what is Switzerland? Switzerland's always like thinks it's more
a little neutral.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, and superior to the rest of the world.
I'm
so
just kidding.
No.
Wishy-washy.
Are not going to be the first ones to jump in the pool, right?
Sure.
And so they just really think that. But here is another professor of community health and surgery from Manitoba University. He says, "I have never seen anything like this. Anything anywhere near this." I'm not talking about the pandemic because I've seen 30 of them.
Right.
One every year. It's called influenza and other respiratory illnesses. We don't always know what they are, but I have never seen this reaction, and I'm trying to understand why.
Yes.
So this is going to devolve into a distrust of political leaders, of medical leaders, and even, so Mayor Garcetti in L.A., he has just made this crazy announcement. It is abusive. He has announced that people who do not cooperate with businesses that don't shut down, they will have their electricity and power shut off for non-essential LA businesses. And so your people are going to have to rat them out. You know, there's going to have to be narcs and rats. But he says your behavior can save a life and take a life, and that life could be yours. So, this is the most imposing power grab possible.
Yeah.
We will shut off your water and electricity.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It's like a Bond villain.
No, the $5,000 fine in Hawaii. And screaming from the rooftops that he was going to save you. I mean, he was going to save everybody because of this.
And it does have this kind of save.
The governor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, save your mentality, save your dialogue. So Garcetti said, we need to be prepared for some of the darkness that lies ahead. Each one of us can be a light. We can light a match of hope. Mm-hmm. We can navigate the tunnel with each other and not alone. And more importantly, what we do can ensure that more people exit that tunnel together and our city will rise again. So you're talking about being the light while you are crushing.
Right.
The motivation, the lifestyle. And people don't react to stress well. So I remember we were talking about that Netflix show, The Pharmacist. And one of the things I learned shockingly was that after Hurricane Katrina, 60 pill mills sprung up to give out opioids.
Yeah.
And people got addicted. People got addicted to alcohol who were normal people, middle class people who couldn't cope with so much stress.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're putting them in this ambiguous, endless, right?
Well, we're putting them inside where their stress level goes up.
Yes.
We're also saying stay inside. Well, the crazies are anyway. The nutcases out there are. Stay inside. Stay inside and don't get sunshine and don't get fresh air and don't get vitamin D. Why do you think we have a flu season? Everybody's inside.
That's right.
And that's the problem is that you're going to catch stuff. You're going to open yourself up to catch stuff. And I just think it's so odd that that's what we're telling people to do. And you're Nazis in the town, in you know, wherever you live, are going to be right there to tell you that a walk around the block is now going to be harmful to people. I mean, that's how wound up they are, and I know because I get the hate mail. And and when I said go outside and eat, you should have seen the crazy come out in people. So,
one of the things this doctor said was. Very profound. Infection is not identical with disease. Of 10,000 infected people, only 50 to 60 were severely ill and 30 died. So if you're infected, you do not have a disease.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Have cancer. You're not dying. You can get treatment, especially where there's lots of ICU beds. The death rate is less than 1%. I think it was 1% in Hong Kong and it was like 0.38% in Germany. Extremely low.
Yeah.
Probably lower than the flu.
Yeah.
But, all hands on deck. He said this is actually irresponsible that we are going to worst case scenario when there is no worst case scenario. And it's not setting up to be.
Well, they keep inflating the numbers and they're inflating them for a lot of reasons. There's money involved. And so the higher you can jack up your county number, your state number, then it's cash. And that's what they're all wanting. And this is why the governors are hesitant to make a change because, they're right about to get some money. And so I was asking, I was really calling out my own health department and saying, why are you leaving cases on there that are already cleared weeks ago? right. just to hype up the number and get people crazy over it.
Right.
And because I said, I know that you don't have to do that because there was some reporting about a week ago that said that that we didn't have a case. So I know that cases can fall off. And what's the excuse? This is the excuse. Well, we just can't take those off. Okay, well, who told you that? Who's telling you that, right? Who's telling you you can't take cases off? See, everybody stands behind somebody else that made some sort of judgment call, and nobody's willing to change it because it's asinine. And you have people wound up in fear if they even have one case in a city.
Right.
One case. Like, that person, the odds of this, do you know your chances of even getting this in this country right now are 1 in 62,000?
It's like you would get hit by lightning before you would
gosh,
get
yes.
the virus.
Oh.
People are typically not afraid of lightning.
That's why I was saying we have, 1,163 cases of serious to critical COVID, and that actually really isn't, 1,163, maybe even a fourth of those are even in, could even be in the hospital, even if that, because they don't hospitalize. There's not a huge treatment unless you have underlining things. They get a little more serious or autoimmune, or immunity stuff. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You've got like 40 seconds. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I've just got two questions.
Uh-huh.
The first one's why do you think all these people that need to be working, they can't go to their jobs and stuff? Because they're shut in and all that. You've heard about that.
Yes.
And why is it that they're not protesting to get back to work?
Yeah, I don't know.
People are confused.
They're confused. They think they're saving lives. And so it's like, we'll hunker down and we'll sacrifice because we might be saving lives. I know a lot of people that think this way. And then
what would you do different or to tell them to... help?
I would go tell businesses to go back to business, and I don't think I'd care what the governor said.
Yeah, people are going to have to take a stand and go back to work.
They have no authority to shut down business like this,
no.
especially when we didn't even have a case when it happened. And the other thing, in my own state, we didn't even have a case. And it doesn't even meet the pandemic requirement that the CDC even put out, that every state is going 10 times over what they ever would need to. So I think the people need to tell the government what's going on. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf, St. George Ford.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at balance of nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you listening. I've got Susan with me, and we were just talking off air about the numbers. The more that test, because Corona is something that a lot of people have. I mean, I probably would test positive because I we all have
right.
whatever. And what's interesting about it is that's not as important as how many people are actually dying from it. And we have less than 1,000 in the entire country dying. So I think, you know, when you're talking to your kids or your families or whatever, and even social media, remind people of those numbers, because the media is going around going, we added 10,000 cases last night, 65,000 cases, we're all going to die. And it's like, yeah, but 64,000 of them are just fine. And they're walking around like nothing's wrong and no symptoms at all. And so it's that mild.
And they're going to the grocery store,
yes,
and they're going to work.
You know what? And people just think that you're going to run to the hospital and be on a ventilator if you get tested positive. I'm sorry, 97, 98, sometimes 99%.
99%.
99%.
In Germany.
Germany.
No symptoms.
Yeah. That's why this is just, it's getting out of control. And it really is the people that can't retain a sense of rational thought. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, there's an old book by Daryl Huff called How to Lie with Statistics.
Yes, we talked about that.
That's a good book. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. I like that suggestion. Thank you.
Yes, can you make really look?
Yeah,
you, yes,
yeah.
Make them look a certain way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring up that at the American Institute of Economic Research, it says 800 medical professionals signed a letter saying we disagree with how this is being handled.
Mm-hmm.
They have a recommendation, but one of the things they said is they're putting in place things that are without considering the long-term costs. And the mm-hmm. way I would interpret that is the government and people who are pushing this are breaking things mm-hmm. that cannot be fixed or will take long, long time to fix. And so that's people yeah. building up their businesses and people getting back into the swing of things. And they're breaking things that they cannot fix. And that's what government sometimes does.
It cracks me up. And I said this in the last hour too, but they're wringing their hands and they're like, we had to. We had no choice. How can we help? We just want to help. We want a plan. What's the plan? What's the plan? You know, every state's doing this right now. I want a plan. We need a plan. No, you don't. You just need to get out of our freaking way. That's what you need to do. Get out of our way and stop acting like this overbearing nanny state. And, you know, I was looking at videos put out by local leaders and governors and how to wash your hands and how to social distance. I felt like I was three. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I don't need to get talked to like that. Everybody else on TV talks to me like that.
Because we've all had the flu. We've all had diseases for decades.
I feel like I'm living in some weird movie, like
yes.
the Truman movie
where you find out
at the end, you know, and you're just, what was I going to say about that? Just the fact that if we could just keep reminding about statistics, the right ones, I mean, the ones that are the actual problem in America, and they're not really a problem. And if we could look at this bill, like look at everybody trying to pass this $2 trillion bill, and they're acting like we got to get this done for you. We're working so hard. We're breaking a sweat. They've never broken a sweat in their lives. They're breaking a sweat over their pen, and they're trying to get all the pork, you know, for themselves in this bill. And I'm laughing, thinking, and laughing sadly, just because that's their solution. The solution isn't lift all the Nazism and let's go back to work. It's we have to do this. This is the only thing that's going to help you, populace.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you don't know anyone that has corona. I don't know anyone that has corona. I don't know anyone that's died from corona. In fact, your chances of it are so slim. They're so slim that you could actually get run over by your electric mower. Your electric mower today. You have more chances of dying from that than you do dying from COVID. Unless you're 80 and you have three different illnesses, I guess. But you still have the same. You still have those same numbers. Go ahead.
Well, they're saying that people who are overreacting and doing all this extra stuff in government that doesn't need to be done, they will pay no price for that. So they would pay a price if it looked like they weren't doing anything. So they look like they're doing a lot and they won't pay a price for that.
Yeah. We'll just think, oh, they were leaders. Decisive. They were decisive. They did something, right?
That's right. That's right. So another professor who's an HIV researcher says this new pathogen is not dangerous. It's even less dangerous than SARS-1.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's just people who are older. But again, the government will pay no price because it looks like this is what we pay them to do, to go out and do big things.
Yeah.
And so nobody questions that because they don't know how to question it. How does one person question that and make any difference when they see the government is just going to go ahead and roll things out the way they have planned? Because I think we've talked about it before. There's plans in place, and then they just go, this is it. I'm rolling this out.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter how many people they roll over. So every time you feel stuck in the house under house arrest, as you talked about, that you have been rolled over.
Yeah, absolutely. They were going to do some weird petition, you know, in my state, when missionaries come home, all the families go and gather at the airport, and there's a petition out to punish these people for showing up at the airport. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the lunacy of some of the people out there? No, I can't, because I talk to them online. But anyway, the social distancing thing, you know, I've had the flu. I know you've all had the flu or had a cold.
Of course.
How many people did you get sick?
Maybe one?
Yeah. Maybe one. Or and you were, I mean, in their face and around them before you even knew you were sick, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, sometimes it goes through a family. I mean,
yeah, it can.
When it gets
maybe
bad.
Five, maybe six people.
Yeah.
If it was pretty bad. And
that's
I mean,
right.
You were inside a lot, right? So people out there under the delusion that they're going to go get 50 people sick, and those 50 are going to go get 73,000 sick, and then those 73,000 are going to get 167,000 sick. And this is how it works, people. And these are people that are healthy. They're healthy. And they think of this. And so to condemn somebody for hugging a child, for
or jogging.
Walking outside or jogging, who do we become? Who are we? I mean, that is the most insane kind of thinking and irrationality that I've seen ever. I've never seen people react like this.
Yeah.
But to think that you have to be holed up as a healthy person, okay? You can't go get somebody sick if you're not sick.
Well,
and they go, but you have it, you just don't know it. Really? Because I'm pretty sure I'm pretty healthy. And guess what? If you got it from me, 97 to 99.9% chance you'd be healthy too. So I don't know what you're worried about. It's just we're condemning people. We're condemning them left and right for doing the normal activities a human being does. I'm an American. If I want to walk outside my house, if I want to go sit on somebody's lap to eat lunch, if I want to go sit in my car, if I want to go to Walmart and eat a taco, I will.
Yeah.
I will. I'm going to go do what I want to go do. And I can't imagine being villainized for that.
It's shocking.
By some crazy person that's holed up in their basement. I mean,
yeah. Who
insane.
Doesn't understand statistics, who doesn't understand microbiology.
Nothing. I mean, that part gets me. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
I truly believe that Trump is a brilliant man. He knows what he's doing, but this is all a setup. And it's a setup so we will have the switch of the dollar, you know, the devaluation of the dollar and the switch of our, basically, the banking system.
Right. Yep.
So
I agree.
Anyway,
I agree. Thank you. What's
I'm outside. I've been outside all day.
Good for you.
Yay,
getting some vitamin
sunshine.
D. I hope you weren't villainized for it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. That's the society we're building right now. Can you imagine when the next thing comes?
No.
How people will freak?
It's so draconian.
It really is.
It is draconian. And the people who are outside in the sunshine, it's like sunshine citizens. So there has to be those of us who are so positive and see the light.
Right.
And I have found yoga to be extremely just revitalizing and
that's
walking
good.
And all the things people can do because people.
Yeah. Well,
can
if you want to have 20 people in your backyard for a barbecue,
right?
I'm sorry, would anything stop you at this point?
No.
If I'm going to have 30 family members over, if I'm going to have 30 friends over and they want to come over, there isn't a person that's going to stand in
will
my way.
Will the sheriff show up?
Oh
no.
My gosh.
But
yes.
But people feel
you're irresponsible.
Like it will. That's right.
Yeah. You're irresponsible. How is that irresponsible? We're all healthy. I mean,
right.
This is the part we have to calm down in our society. And 5G, by the way, to that caller.
Yes.
Yeah, that can have some pretty significant health problems. And we've done many shows on 5G. And I think Susan and I have talked about it, too.
Right.
5G is a piece of this. And don't think it's not, because I do think that I did a whole thing on this. I think that there are pieces of that coming together because it creates some of the same symptoms.
Right. And it was rolled out out in Wuhan. So it was there, the 5G.
And Washington.
On the Princess Cruise.
And in Washington, where they test T-Mobile right by that nursing home that kicked all this off, right?
Wow. Washington State.
Yep. And Princess Cruises were the only cruise line that had 5G where you could FaceTime from the ship. So, yeah, there's some links there that are kind of hard to just
ignore. Yeah, we have to just be aware.
There's got to be something to that. But I really want people to understand that Italy isn't reporting flu. It's all COVID. And that's something that you guys all need to be aware of, too.
And ask questions as you read things. Say, mm-hmm. well, why is that?
Yeah.
And what about that? And just to remind people, there was an arrest of the chair of Harvard University's chemistry and chemical biology
department.
We did
a show on that, remember
that? We did. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to remind people that right before this all kicked off, mm-hmm. he was arrested for taking money from China.
$50,000. Right? A month or something?
It was a huge amount. And there were two other Chinese nationals who were also arrested. And they were sending technology, biological technology, to China.
Right.
And so that was, you know, Harvard is supposed to be the pinnacle.
Right.
And yet here he was the chair of the department. Mm. So what was really going on here in this soup of crisis? And it's almost like something that has to be untangled.
Yep.
There's so and many then, moving parts. You've got Dr. Fauci, uh-huh. who adores Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Loves her and is undermining Trump. Mm-hmm. You've got this.
And Deborah Birx, who's all about HIV and Bill Gates and getting their money.
Yes.
Yes.
You have Bill Gates resigning from Microsoft and mm-hmm. Berkshire Hathaway boards instantly, just stepping down.
That's weird.
Now, why would
mm-hmm.
he do that mm-hmm. all of a sudden? And so with all these moving parts, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of confusion. But if you read outside the mainstream media has a very solid narrative about what this is. And it's not
nope.
correct.
Just hype and fear.
It is hype and fear.
Oh,
it's draconian measures, and mm-hmm. it will scare you. And it's not healthy.
No.
So read outside. So I posted a lot of these articles that I've talked about on my Facebook page. People can take time to go and read down those.
Okay.
And some things that people feel good about.
Okay.
I drink a tablespoon of fire cider, which mm-hmm. is like apple cider vinegar and a bunch of things mixed together.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who's almost 80. She drinks it every day. She says, I never get sick. Travels all over the world.
Yeah.
Never get sick.
I tell people about Hyporedox because Hyporedox is a gallon jug. You can get it online for like $40. And it's 120 times more powerful than bleach. And you can clean with it and you can disinfect your dishwasher and you can actually work, like put it on a mouth sore because you can actually digest it. It's non-toxic. But it's a fantastic product, and there's a lot of things like that if you are really worried about this kind of stuff. But we become germophobes, and there's a problem with that too, because we becoming an OCD nation is bizarre, and we don't need to be. We
triggered,
you know, you need to be around stuff.
Things.
This is getting ridiculous, and then Iran. Just remember that soft coup on Iran that's going on right now, and not a lot of people are talking about it. And you know, we've talked about the aggression, you know, and all the different things with Iran, but are we using COVID to do something maybe a little more sinister to their parliament? Their parliament, 20% have COVID, and many of them have died.
Right.
And so
suddenly,
asked for their first IMF loan in 60 years, and they know the strings attached to that. That's why people aren't even noticing any of this other stuff. So
because I think Trump's taking advantage of that. Iran released one of our hostages. I didn't know we had a hostage in Iran. A guy who looks about 40 years mm-hmm. old was released. They didn't say what he was doing over there. It was probably something CIA related, but mm-hmm. released. And you go, wow. So they were favorable to mm-hmm. cooperating with Trump to release that hostage.
And Fauci loves Hillary, huh?
Loves
sends Hillary.
The love
like love letters.
Yeah.
Oh, like that speech Hill made me cry.
Yes, I
oh
teared
my
up.
Gosh.
I love. Yes, we love you.
And here's this little man on the stage, and I just know Trump wants to just drop kick him. You know what I mean?
Right.
He just wants to drop kick him.
Yes.
You can just tell. Oh gosh.
Totally.
Maybe he should. Would that not be? You know what? I mean, honestly, he gets skewered, you know, for so much. Might as well just do it.
Cathartic. Oh, feels so good.
I think America would cheer.
Yes.
Because he's been on every virus all the way back to H1N1.
That's
this Fauci.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He loves a good virus because he likes to scare the snot out of people.
Yeah.
All right. Be faithful. Be fearless. Thanks, Susan.
You betcha.
And see you back here tomorrow with Chris Ann Hall and Uncle Milty. See ya.
Although the